holds a law degree, which you shouldn't hold against him, from the University of Chicago Law School. Welcome to you, Gene Haley. Next up, as we move down the panel, is Mickey Kaus, who is the author of The End of Equality. That book, which is a famous book in public policy circles, is an argument about how to be a liberal when incomes are growing more unequal and there is nothing you can do about it. The book was first published in 1992, but obviously that's a question that's still with us. For almost 10 years, and many of you may know Mickey best from his Kaus Files blog, which is currently featured on Slate magazine. He's also written for The New Republic, Harper's, The Washington Monthly, and many others. Welcome to you, Mickey Kaus. And lastly, but surely not leastly, is Lawrence O'Donnell, who is known to most of you as an MSNBC political analyst. Lawrence is also a former executive producer of The West Wing. He's a former chief of staff for the Senate Finance Committee and former chief of staff to Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan from New York. Big welcome to you, Lawrence O'Donnell. By prior coin toss in the green room, we will begin our remarks with Gene Healy. Gene, it's all yours.
Thank you. So the future of power and partisanship, that's easy. In our dystopian road warrior future that we're entering, if current trends continue, both things will increase, both power and partisanship. Power is going to become increasingly concentrated in the executive branch. The presidency will become, if possible, even more dominant in American life. And what Americans think of this development will mostly be determined by red team, blue team partisanship and whether they care for the person who's currently in the office. And since I don't like either power or partisanship, that makes this a thoroughly depressing topic. On the other hand, it's also an awesome topic from my perspective because it allows me to promote my book, which is about both things, power and partisanship. Let's start with power. My book, The Cult of the Presidency, is about how far we've drifted from the original limited constitutional design of the presidency. In the original constitutional design, the president wasn't supposed to be a particularly powerful figure. Our Constitution's framers never thought of the president as the person who would heal all of America's wounds and cure your spiritual malaise and save the national soul. He was a limited constitutional officer whose main job was faithful execution of the laws. And it's clearly not what we have today or that we've had for nearly 100 years. One of the things I tried to do with the book is take a step back and look at how bizarre the modern presidency has become. I mean, what kind of job is this? We have a president who's expected to heal the sick, teach your children well, get you a job and cure spiritual malaise. We had under President Bush a president who claimed to have a magic scepter of inherent authority that whenever Congress would pass a law that might infringe on what he thought was the right course in the war on terror, he could wave this scepter around and the law would vanish. We have now a president who will ensure, as he said just this week, that there are no hidden charges on your credit card bill. We have a president who stands behind the warranty on your Chevy Suburban. You're not going to pay a lot for this muffler. The modern president is vast. He contains multitudes. He's America's shrink and social worker and our national talk show host. He's your buddy and your life coach. And he's also the supreme warlord of the earth. I think we ought to be disturbed by this because no one man should have either this much power or this much responsibility. But the sad thing is that for most Americans, partisanship determines what we make of this appalling trend. We determine how we feel about the office by whether we currently like the person who's got the scepter and the crown. So you see already conservatives who defended every excess of the Bush administration screaming bloody murder over this Department of Homeland Security report and raising fears about...